Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Brian Fiore, who led law enforcement officers on a high-speed chase after robbing six people of their marijuana during a brazen armed robbery in April of 2009, was found guilty yesterday of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Fiore, along with accomplice David Fields, robbed six people in McKinleyville and then fled the scene and, while fleeing, fired at pursuing officers. Fiore was also found guilty of attempted murder of two CHP officers who were in pursuit, and when officers finally called up to Fiore's vehicle, which had gone off the roadway and down an embankment, they discovered that he had shot and killed Fields and also shot himself in the head. Fiore faces up to three life terms in state prison, and the jury was unable to convict him of three additional counts of attempted murder of sheriff's deputies as well as burglary. The district attorney's office announced today that Daryl Slape has been found guilty of one count of felony sexual assault and two counts of sexual battery following his trial. Slape stood accused of assaulting two women who were patients at his clinic, Healthy Life Alternatives. The first incident took place in November of 2007 and the second in January of 2009. Both accusers went to Slape's business complaining of back pain and saw Slape in a private massage room at the business, and that's where the assaults took place. Slape, who took the stand in his own defense, was also found guilty of a lesser battery offense. Slape faces 9 years in prison and will be required to register as a sex offender once released. He will be sentenced by Judge Bruce Watson in August. Investigators from the sheriff's office are asking for the public's help in locating a stolen vehicle, a car that was taken during a residential burglary in Ferndale late last week. The stolen car is a black Honda Civic with the license plate number 4ZPE306, and it was taken from a residence on Port Kenyon Road sometime between last Thursday afternoon and Friday night. The burglars also stole 17 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns, home electronics, chainsaws, tools, a Honda generator, and numerous pieces of jewelry. The estimated loss is over $50,000, but the value of the stolen items is still being added up. Anyone with information about the burglary or the stolen items is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police officers were called out to the Mad River Hospital after receiving a report that a woman who had arrived at the emergency room was suffering from a stab wound. Officers determined that the stabbing had taken place in the 500 block of G Street in Arcata and that the suspect and victim knew each other and had been engaged in an ongoing dispute. The altercation happened after the victim flagged down the suspect's car, and an argument turned violent when the suspect slashed the victim across the abdomen with a knife. Officers later arrested 33-year-old Emily Workman of Arcata, and she was booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The June primary will be held next Tuesday, and we've been featuring the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor seat, and they provided some personal background. Up first, incumbent Cliff Clendenin.
Thanks, KINS listeners. So, I'm Cliff Clendenin, incumbent 2nd District Supervisor. I've been honored to serve the 2nd District, which is Fortuna and south to Mendocino County and east over to Trinity County and hooking around, including Shelter Cove. And I've been honored to serve for nearly a full term and really excited with the challenges of the work and looking forward to completing that in another term.
Challenger Estelle Fennell had this to say.
Here's a quick background sketch about me. I've lived in the 2nd District for the past 30 years. I recently left my position as executive director of the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights. Before that, I spent 17 and a half years as an award-winning news director at Redwood Community Radio. I've always been involved with my community on many levels, and I currently serve on several boards, including the Bryson Volunteer Fire Department, the Healy Senior Center, Mendocino Lighthouse Preservation Society, Keat TV's Community Advisory Board. I'm a member of Rotary International, and I'm also a member of both the Garberville and the Fortuna Chambers of Commerce.
You can hear the full interviews of the candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the North Coast News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.